This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Finding Your Bliss with host Judy Liebrack, heard every Saturday at 1 p.m. on Zoomer Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Finding Your Bliss, the show that helps you find and follow your bliss. I'm Judy Liebrack, and I'm so excited to have on the show today two incredible people from a wonderful organization called Save a Child's Heart. They're here today to talk about a fabulous new show that they have coming up this month called Levity, a musical showcase featuring popular songs from Broadway to the top 100 music charts. And get this, it's hosted by the Food Network's John Cattucci, Big Food Bucket List, and You Gotta Eat Here. Levity is in support, of course, of Save a Child's Heart, which is a humanitarian organization providing cardiac health care to children all over the world. Also, later on in the program, we'll be joined by Lisa Sunshine from the children's musical duo Sunshine and Broccoli, who will be performing also at Levity. It's all such a small world. But first, let me tell you a little bit more about this wonderful organization, Save a Child's Heart. Through programs in Israel and abroad, Save a Child's Heart provides life-saving cardiac treatment to children from developing countries and trains healthcare professionals from these countries to have the skills to deliver quality care in their home communities. Save a Child's Heart saves children with congenital and acquired heart defects who have almost no chance of surviving to adulthood in their native countries. To date, Save a Child's Heart has saved the lives of more than 6,000 children from 64 countries in Africa, South America, Europe, Asia, and throughout the Middle East. And they have trained more than 140 medical team members from these countries. And now let me introduce you to our illustrious first guests for today, Marnie Brinder-Bick and Jody Yaknes. Marnie Brinder-Bick has been working as a professional fundraiser since 2002. She started her career at the Kofler Center of the Arts and the Bathurst Jewish Community Center, now the Prosserman JCC. And she has also worked at the National Ballet of Canada, Plan International Canada and Weitzman Canada, and has been executive director for Save a Child's Heart Canada for over 7 years now. Jody Yaknes has been working as a professional fundraiser since 2015. She started her career in fundraising as a volunteer for various organizations such as Mount Sinai, Beit Halochem, and spearheaded, formed the Young Professional Boards for ICRF, Women of Baycrest, and Shara Zedek Hospital. Formerly working in the advertising industry and a fashion buyer prior to that, Jody has now proudly been the director of marketing and events for Save a Child's Heart Canada for nearly 7 years. Marnie and Jody, welcome to Finding Your Bliss.
Thank you.
Hi, Judy.
I'll never forget going to Save a Child's Heart in Israel and being blown away by the pediatric hospital and by the beautiful home where all of the children recover in after their operations. I remember our daughter Lily singing for the children. It was something I'll never, ever forget. Can you paint us a picture of what Save a Child's Heart is all about, your vision and your mission? And this is for anyone. You can both answer.
The vision and mission of Save a Child's Heart is simple, is that every child deserves to grow into adulthood. I don't know if your listeners know this, but 8 in 1,000 children are born every year with congenital heart disease. And in the Western world, this is taken care of almost immediately upon birth, sometimes even in utero. So some of the stuff that exists in Africa, Southeast Asia, the Middle East, they don't have access to treating these children in a timely fashion. So we have the ability in North America to treat these children immediately. But if these ailments are not dealt with in the first weeks, months, years, they kind of get worse and get worse and get worse. And without doctors in these countries and access to medical care in these countries, it's a death sentence. So Save a Child's Heart provides these opportunities for these children where they don't have access to the care that they need. They are provided a round trip ticket to Israel where they receive, you know, sometimes multiple surgeries, and then they recover in the children's home, which you and Lily visited. And then we like to say that once a Save a Child's Heart patient, always a Save a Child's Heart patient. So we have children who, you know, as they grow, maybe a new ailment develops or they need additional care. And we have sometimes kids who come at 4 years old that have to come back at 15 years old or 17 years old to require the care that they need. So our founder, Ami Cohen, said, we can and we should. And that's what we do. We can help and we should help. So we do help. And we have a wonderful group of donors, Canadian donors from coast to coast, who provide the funds needed so that these families can travel to Israel to receive the care that they need, and they don't have to be a cent out of pocket. So it's really, really a special place.
And Jody, I don't know, I'm sure you've been there in person to see this, but I remember seeing babies, infants lined up in these beds. Some of them were months old. Some of them, I want to even say like 30 days old, having these surgeries. Do you remember your experience of actually just seeing that pediatric ward and seeing the kids getting ready for surgery or having had surgery?
So I have been fortunate to have visited the hospital and the children's home with Save a Child's Heart a number of years ago. I had always talked about Save a Child's Heart to donors, potential donors, family, friends, my network, not really knowing what it was really about because I hadn't had the opportunity to experience it firsthand. And I went with Marnie and a couple of our illustrious board members back in 2019, Marnie, I think it was.
2019.
And I was fortunate enough, Marnie did not want to partake, but I was fortunate enough to be invited into an actual surgery with the doctors, Dr. Sagi Asa, Dr. Alana
Roucher.
I'm going to say her last name properly. Roucher. Thank you. Into the emergency room with like all of the, like the garb on, like the metal, what do you call those things? Like those things that you wear when you go in for x-ray, like, and I watched them perform an actual catheterization on a two-year-old little boy, and just the calmness and the way that they did this. And it was extraordinary. I felt like I was on Grey's Anatomy. Marnie was off doing something else. This is not her thing at all. I love this. I would have been a doctor if I had the, you know, the smarts for it, but I don't. So therefore I raise money for doctors and children. And it was just, it was so amazing. And to go to the children's home and these kids, and they're so amazed by you and the little things that you give them, the backpacks or cards that students from different schools have drawn for them that we brought with us. I mean, these are kids, when we go into the schools and we teach the children in North America, or Toronto rather, about this program and about these kids, we say to them, you know, who of you have traveled on an airplane before? And they all shoot their hands up and they tell me about all these exotic places that they've been fortunate to visit. And we talk about the things that they get to do at home, their Xboxes and their PlayStations, and explain to these kids, you know, these kids that come to Save a Child's Heart, they don't even have doors on their homes. They don't have running water and they'd never know what a PlayStation is in their entire lives. I said, you guys get driven to school and carpool. These kids walk 8 hours a day to and from school so that they can get an education. And every little thing that you do to send your love, to send your good wishes, it matters to them. So these kids draw these cards and they do the most beautiful things. And it's just, it's such a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful organization. It's a beautiful experience. And anyone who gets the chance to go to Israel or may want to do it in the future, I highly encourage you to go and visit and convert you to a Save a Child's Heart family member, because it is, once you're there for life.
Wow. 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 I can't get over what you guys are doing. And I should just tell our listeners that Jody and Marnie are also best friends. So is that true?
Yes, depends on the day. No, we do love each other. We do.
And I know that they love each other. And what they're doing is so incredibly important. And my goodness, talk about finding your bliss. And you both have this fabulous musical showcase coming up called Levity. which is Save a Child's Heart's upcoming fundraising musical review, taking place, everyone, on November 26th and 27th at the Leia Pazins Theater. And we'll tell you about how you can get tickets at the end of the show. But can you just tell us briefly what this production is all about? And of course, how did it all evolve? How did this all happen? It's so cool.
It all evolved because, as many of your listeners probably know, you are a woman of many talents. And Judy, along with Marnie and I, performed with a wonderful production company who has been on Finding Your Bliss before, called Unsung Heroes. They've been putting on shows for many years, raising money for various charities. And it's a very, very worthwhile and wonderful organization. But Marnie and I sort of thought, okay, well, we work for Save a Child's Heart and we really love doing these shows, and we can't always be the beneficiary from Unsung Heroes. We actually haven't been the beneficiary yet, but maybe one day. We thought, you know what, let's do one of our own. And the idea kind of came towards the beginning of COVID, when things were sort of, people were sad. People needed a little bit of uplifting. They needed things to make them smile. And the idea kind of came to me, okay, we're going to do our own show and we're going to call it Levity. And Levity because everybody needs a little light and joyfulness in their life. And also, yes, if you loosely translate the words Lev-E-T in Hebrew, it means your heart is with mine, which really has a lot of symbolism and means a lot to us. And the approach of the show is just that. I mean, we have two different goals for the show. Obviously, our fundraising goal is to raise enough money to fully fund medical treatment for 5 children. But our overall goal is we want people walking out of the theater and the only complaint out of their smiling mouths is, that wasn't long enough. Every song in the show is uplifting. It's positive. It has a positive message. We're putting something together that's really beautiful. We have a cast of 34 people. There's going to be about 18 songs in the show. As you've mentioned already, we've got John Cattucci on board as our host. John is also extremely talented, never mind funny. He is extremely talented at singing and dancing. So we're very hopeful that he and Marnie will revisit their time together back in university days and give us all a laugh. It's going to be pretty amazing. We're very excited for it.
Thank you so much for that. I just want to say something about the two guests that I have on and their talents. So Marnie, I have to tell you all, is from the illustrious Vanier Productions, where she was a star. She is a comedian. I think she could be on SNL, Saturday Night Live, for those of you who watch. And Jody is a celebrated dancer, choreographer, and a singer too. And she used to be a professional dancer, and she tried to help me, alas, dance very sweetly and patiently. Thank God I'm on this side of the mic now, because it's better for everyone. But anyway, so both of you are so talented as well. And I am so, so excited about all of this. We're going to go on a short commercial break. We'll be right back. Back in a moment.
Finding Your Bliss is brought to you by Create, Canada's leading fertility center for over 25 years.
Create is here for anyone struggling with infertility or in need of assisted reproductive technology to have children. Create is about cutting-edge science from highly skilled doctors. In unprecedented times like these, Create is about ensuring the safety of all patients and staff. Create has made important changes to protect you by ensuring social distancing, wearing masks, as well as screening before entering. So what about the bundle of joy that you've been hoping would come into your family? Create Fertility Center is here for you. Visit createivf.com to keep up with the latest changes and learn about Create Fertility Center's comprehensive care for every fertility journey. Keep safe and healthy during these challenging days, remembering that life is about moments that we create together.
We are back, and this is Finding Your Bliss on AM 740, FM 96.7, and I'm here with Marnie Brinder-Bick and Jody Yaknes from Save a Child's Heart, and we're talking about their new musical production that they're putting on in support of Save a Child's Heart called Levity. So you've got John Cattucci, you've got all these things. Can you give us a couple of highlights or a couple of sneak peeks of what we're going to be seeing in the show?
I think what's amazing about this show is that we really wanted people to come to us with what their dream songs are, what they really wanted to do. And, you know, not all wishes can come true, but what we tried to do was find numbers that people were excited about. So I'll speak about myself. I am more of a character person. I'm not, I can't harmonize to save my life, but I've got a lot of confidence, which is unearned, completely unearned. But I sing loud and proud, maybe not on tune, and but I don't care. But a song that I love that I always dreamed of doing on stage was the King's Song from Hamilton.
Oh.
So that to me is like character, funny, emotional, you know, it has all the bits and pieces. So that's a song that I really wanted to do. So, but that being said, that's something that, you know, really speaks to what I think my talents maybe. But we also have stuff, and Jody, I'll let you take over, like Michael Jackson. And
I've always wanted to do my own Michael Jackson production, but that kind of got squashed. So we've put in a mashup. It's called The Evolution of MJ. And it's sort of a chronological history of Michael Jackson songs sort of mashed into one big production. Nice. And it was originally sung by Pentatonix, which is an a cappella group who make sounds with their voices. And that's how they do instruments. We do have real instruments in this song, but it's a group of six people who really love to sing, really love to harmonize. And it's going to be a really cool number.
Cool. Do you have costumes?
Yeah.
We're going to find out.
There's a costume meeting happening in about half an hour. So we'll let you know in about half an hour about the costume. It's a real collaborative production. All the cast members are not only performing, but they're also fundraising. They're selling tickets.
Right.
They're spreading awareness. So we really, this is like a community awareness fundraising event. And, you know, John, and I should say Lisa Sunshine and Brock, they're probably the only actual professionals, but everyone else has day jobs. My day job is being executive director of Save a Child's Heart. Jody's day job is director at Save a Child's Heart. And then everyone, we've got real estate agents, teachers, you name it, we have it. And they're doing this outside of their professional days, you know, and they're devoting their time, energy, money to helping this be a successful production.
It's so wonderful. And I want to talk to you all again about how people can actually, I'm going to ask you right now, how can people donate to Save a Child's Heart, get involved in this, get tickets for this production? We'll say it again at the end, but how can people do it and mostly donate to this very important cause, to Save a Child's Heart?
There are many ways, but the easiest way is online. We have a dedicated website for the show, and the URL is pretty simple, levity.crowdchange.net. Go to the website, it shows you all the people that have currently sponsored the show, ways that they can get involved, what the show is about, what our goal is. It's a pretty quick read. And of course, a whole section about Save a Child's Heart itself, because as Marnie said, it's not even just about the show and the fundraising. It's about bringing awareness to such a worthy organization, because, you know, we're not one of the biggest charitable organizations out there, but you know, we like to say that we are pretty much the coolest kid in school, because we are. We're very proud of what we get to do. We're very transparent about what we get to do. You can really see right on the ground the fruits of our labor. And it's very heartwarming. It really is. It hits you right here. And yeah.
Was there a moment for each of you, like a special moment that just stands out above all the rest? Marnie, I'll start with you with Save a Child's Heart, where you just went, oh my God, I'm so glad that I'm doing this work.
Okay, I'm going to give you two and you can choose which one you like better. Right after I was hired for Save a Child's Heart back in 2015, they sent me to Israel. I had not seen the program in person. And I had previously met a doctor who from Ethiopia that we had trained. He had come to Toronto for a couple of speaking engagements. And while I was visiting the hospital, I was waiting for him to come out of surgery. And as I was sitting, waiting outside the ICU, I saw him and a couple other people pushing a gurney, and it barely had like a bump on it. And I thought, oh my God, where's this child? Why? I'm a mother of two. I was like freaking out. And I realized it's because the baby was so small. Mm. So Dr. Yayu Makonnen, who's from Ethiopia, was pushing the gurney of a child from the Palestinian Authority. And he stops, and the mother was waiting for her child to come out of surgery. So I'm sitting in this room, a Canadian woman watching an Ethiopian doctor who's being trained by Save a Child's Heart in Israel speak to this Palestinian mother in an Israeli hospital. And it was such like a wonderful moment of, you know, this is it. This is what it's all about. It's not about borders. It's not about politics. It's about a child who needs help. It's about a doctor who needs training. And it's about everyone working together to save a child's heart. And that is how I was introduced to this organization. Wow. And if I have one more minute, another trip to Israel, I was taking a tour in the hospital and I met a mother, a child who had to be flown from Tanzania, emergency surgery. He had transposition of the greater arteries. Don't ask me exactly what that is. I'm not, but it's one of those things that if it is not dealt with in the first weeks of life, that child will pass away. So they rushed this child to Israel, had emergency surgery. I met the mother and I didn't really think much of it because all the stories of Save a Child's Heart are, you know, so moving. Fast forward 6 months later, I had the pleasure of going to Tanzania with the Save a Child's Heart medical mission. And I'm with them in Tanzania. And like Jody said, I visited the homes of children. And you really don't appreciate what you have until you see how these children, some of them, not all of them, but how some of them are living. But they're so proud and they're so wonderful. And it was such an honor to be on this trip. You know, it's a week of interviews and meeting the team that we've trained in Tanzania. And it's all this whirlwind of activity. And I'm ready to go to the airport. I had to leave. I had a wedding in Toronto. I had to leave. And I'm gathering my stuff. And one of our cardiologists says, Marnie, come here. And I said, okay. And he's doing an echo on a child. And he says, Marnie, how do you know a child in Tanzania has been to Save a Child's Heart in Israel? And I said, I don't know. And he said, they have a pacifier. And I saw, ha, 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 the child has a pacifier. And I said, okay. And I look at the mother and I look at the child. And I said, he said, yes, this child was in Israel. And I'm just doing a follow-up to see how he's doing now. And I said, how's he doing? He goes, look, he's fat. He's healthy. He's doing great. And I said, amazing. And I look at the mother and I said, how are you? And she started to cry. And I had kept it together that whole week, Judy. I was very proud of myself. And the mother started to cry. And I started to cry. And everyone's crying. And I said, can I take your picture? And she said, yes. And she's holding this baby with the pacifier that, you know, that is now healthy. And I said, where's the chart? I want to take a picture of the name because I would love to, like, learn more about this child. And so I see the name. The name of the child was Mudrick. It was the same child I'd seen in Israel like 6 months earlier.
Oh my God.
It was a total fluke. He was taken to Israel 6 months earlier, emergency surgery. And I got to see 6 months later, chubby pacifier, grateful mother, and all funded actually by Canadians because we fund all the activity in Tanzania. And it was like the most moving moment because you don't always get the opportunity to see the child in the hospital and how they're doing weeks, months later. You know, I don't live in Israel. So I don't get to see that. I'm only there for a certain amount of time. But to see that child who I had seen in the hospital bed 6 months earlier, happy, healthy, the mother crying tears of joy, that really was the most special moment I've had at Save a Child's Heart in my 7.5 years.
Wow. What a story. Oh my God. Yeah. What a story. I can only imagine that hug that you must have had with that mom was
incredible.
I can't even. Jody, do you have a moment or an email or a letter you received or something that just touched you and made you go, boy, good decision to be part of this?
Yeah, my story's a little different. Mine's more about the fundraising side of it, because as a professional volunteer, always fundraise, but never really got to see like where it went and what it was doing. And of course, it was doing wonderful things, but I never got as down deep as I do with Save a Child's Heart. So we're very fortunate when I started with SACH, that's what we call it short. We're not supposed to, but I do it anyways. There are these two wonderful documentarians who put a documentary about Save a Child's Heart together called A Heartbeat Away. It's 55 minutes. We'll send you the link. It's so worth watching. It tells the story about Save a Child's Heart, the essence of Save a Child's Heart, very quickly and very well. And we had decided we wanted to do some awareness events and rented out theaters across Toronto and showed this movie. And someone who was close to me came to the screening, said to me afterwards, thank God there was a wall there because I needed it to hold me up. That was so powerful, so moving. I hope one day I'm going to be able to save a child like Julian, who's the star of the show. Fast forward a few months later, this person calls me. She had just won the lottery. She won $1 million. And the first thing she did was give me $18,000 to save the life of a child.
Oh my God. I just got the chills. Yeah. That's the best story.
Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. And not from a visit to the hospital, just from watching this documentary and knowing that I was a part of making that happen, it felt really, really good. Like I said, I didn't get to be Dr. McDreamy down, you know, in the hospital saving lives, but I can help facilitate the funds to help save lives. And I'm proud of myself for that.
You know what? It goes back to our founder, Ami Cohen, who's no longer with us. He said, you can and you should. And this wonderful person could and did and saved the life of a child. And not many people can say that. And I just want to say that it's 15,000 US, which at the time was 18,000, probably with the exchange rate now, it's a little bit more.
Like a million.
Yeah. But it costs about $15,000 US to save the life of a child. And that's a lot of money for a lot of people. But if everyone does a little bit, if everyone can help out a little bit, just like our show, the donations towards the show, everyone's doing a little bit or a lot in some cases to help save a life, to help save many lives. It's really, you can break it down that easily. It's $15,000 US to save the life of one child. But if everyone gives, you know, what they can, we can save as many lives as possible and we can really make a difference for those who need it. And these are people who need it and these are people that appreciate it.
So incredible. I'm so impressed with what you guys are doing. It's just wonderful. And you're right, we all can do it. Everybody can just make one donation, come to the show, do something to save a child's heart. It's just an incredible thing. On this show, we always ask people about their bliss. So first, let me ask you, what is bliss for Marnie Brinder-Bick?
Bliss for me is the people I surround myself with. So that was a big part. I haven't been a part of a show in, I want to say now, 3.5 years. And you know, I didn't realize how isolating COVID was. I thought I was, I grew up in the latchkey kid era. I thought I was made to sit at home and by myself. Like I thought I had it under control. But in the last little bit, being around this wonderful cast of characters, being able to see family again, you know, surrounding myself with people like-minded or not who, you know, just want to do good. That is where I'm finding my bliss these days. And of course, my family and my children also provide that bliss. But you know what? They see that what this is doing for me to be able to be on stage, which they know that I love, you know, they both my kids also, they're like, can we be on stage? I said, yes, but you know, this is past your bedtime. My bliss is being able to do what I love, to be around people that I love and to do good for Save a Child's Heart, because it's a part of my daily life. So it's like my nighttime life is now mixing with my daytime life and it's wonderful.
Wow. Isn't that wonderful? I love that. I love that. Jody, what about for you? What is bliss for you these days?
Bliss for me is laughter. Laughter, 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 and more laughter. Like I consider a day to be a successful day if I've laughed about something. And it's normally at myself. I'll be honest. Marnie's laughing because she knows it's true. But, you know, to add to what Marnie's saying just about this production and the rehearsal process, I mean, everyone's laughing. We're laughing all the time. So again, mostly at each other, but it's quite therapeutic. It is really nice after, you know, the COVID era, like may it be gone forever, for all of us to be together in a room where we're singing and it's joyful and we're harmonizing. And for some of us, that is bliss. And for others, it is far from bliss. Yes, Marnie, I'm looking at you. We're having such a good time with it. And a lot of times, I mean, I don't have to tell you, the process can be difficult. It can be challenging. You know, everybody has life outside of this and everybody has things going on in their lives that aren't great. You know, no one has a perfect life, but you come here, you put it aside. Everybody is just present and in the moment and excited to be there. And one of the things that I did want to mention, and Marnie touched on this, is that not only are we doing this show and performing and going to put this spectacular production together that's going to impress hopefully over 1,000 people, but we're teaching our cast members about fundraising and about what we do on the day to day. So normally, as you know, Judy, with shows like this, it's pay to play. You pay a registration fee to be a part of it. And for this, Marty and I said, you know what? We don't want you to stick your hand in your pocket for anything. But what we want you to do is go to your friends, go to your family, go to your neighbors, go to your hairstylist and your real estate agent, your dentist, whoever you can talk to, and say, I am performing for Save a Child's Heart. No, it's not a run. No, it's not a bike marathon. It's nothing like that. I'm not swimming, but I am performing. This is my sport. This is what I do. And I would love for your support if you could sponsor me. So we've tasked every cast member to raise a minimum of $1,000. And happy to say at this point already, with 5 weeks left till the show, half the cast is well over $1,000.
Wow.
Which is very cool. Very cool.
Wow. I got to say, you guys, that's impressive. What you've just told me, that's really impressive. And I want everybody to come and see this show. It's called Levity. It's happening on November the 26th and November the 27th at the Leah Poslins Theater. That's the Prosserman JCC, located at 4588 Bathurst Street, North York. Where can people get tickets and find out more about this production?
So they can go online very quickly to our dedicated website, which is levity.crowdchange.net. They will find all the information about tickets, about the cast members, about the show times. It's all on our sponsor page. And we will also be able to let them know on that website about Save a Child's Heart Canada and all the good work that we do. And we also have that website to acknowledge our current sponsors who have donated very generously to the show and to our cause. And I think, as we mentioned, our goal for the show is to raise enough money to fully fund medical treatment for 5 children. We are well on our way, but of course, every dollar counts. So we'd love your support.
And if you're afraid of the internet, 416-324-9113. If you're afraid of buying online, call our office, 416-324-9113. And we can tell you about Save a Child's Heart. We can help you with your ticket purchase or your donation. And we would love as many people to learn about Save a Child's Heart, get involved and support, because once you fall in love with Save a Child's Heart, you love us for life. And we appreciate everyone who wants to learn more.
That's so fantastic. Again, also the website is levity.crowdchange.net.
You got it.
Awesome. I want to thank you both so much, Marnie and Jody, for being on the show today. I really loved having you here, and I can't wait to see your show.
Thank you, Judy, so much. We miss you. It's so great to see you. And hopefully we'll see you on stage in one of these in the future.
Well, I'm going to be a very happy audience member, supporting, laughing and standing ovations. And I really can't wait to see you all and to support you. What about Instagram and Facebook and all the rest? Do you want people to go to Save a Child's Heart? How can they connect with you through social media?
Facebook or Save a Child's Heart Canada.
Yeah, it's Save a Child's Heart Canada is our Instagram handle as well. Save a Child's Heart Canada for Facebook. And embarrassingly, we don't tweet.
We don't tweet, but there's so many Save a Child's Heart. If you click on any of them, you are not in the wrong place. We're all affiliated with one another. But if you want to know what's going on in Canada, make sure it's Save a Child's Heart Canada. But we've got a worldwide family of people who are doing what we do, raising money to support this wonderful cause. So please follow us. We'd love to have you.
Thank you so much, guys. I can't wait to see your show. We're going to go on a short commercial break, more with Finding Your Bliss and singer-songwriter Lisa Sunshine from Sunshine and Broccoli when we come back in a moment.
Finding Your Bliss is brought to you by Create, Canada's leading fertility center for over 25 years.
Create is here for anyone struggling with infertility or in need of assisted reproductive technology to have children. Create is about cutting-edge science from highly skilled doctors. In unprecedented times like these, Create is about ensuring the safety of all patients and staff. Create has made important changes to protect you by ensuring social distancing, wearing masks, as well as screening before entering. So what about the bundle of joy that you've been hoping would come into your family? Create Fertility Center is here for you. Visit createivf.com to keep up with the latest changes and learn about Create Fertility Center's comprehensive care for every fertility journey. Keep safe and healthy during these challenging days, remembering that life is about moments that we create together.
We are back, and this is Finding Your Bliss on Zoomer Radio, AM 740, FM 96.7. And we're now joined by the super talented and lovely and beautiful singer and musical children's theater performer, Lisa Sunshine, but she also sings adult stuff, which you're going to hear about in a moment. For 21 years, families across Canada have been singing and dancing along with Sunshine and Broccoli. And of course, you know them as the Juno-nominated duo from Toronto, who know how important it is for children to have music they can call their own. Described as brilliant performers whose music and energy are infectious by Chris Kennedy of the Royal Ontario Museum, best friends Lisa Sunshine and Brock Burford have always made their fans feel like part of the family with their upbeat and interactive performances. Now a mother to two beautiful boys, herself, Zaid, and baby Baron, Sunshine saw during the pandemic how important it is to reassure kids and let them know every day that they're enough. And with their sixth album, congratulations, Born to be Brave, Sunshine and Broccoli use new songs and exciting collabs with recent Juno Award winners Cairo McLean and Kirk Diamond to build confidence, celebrate differences, and encourage kids to allow their own unique star to shine bright. I love that. Sunshine and Broccoli actually met when they were at the prestigious Sheridan College in Oakville for musical theater. And at first, they brought together their voices and Broccoli's guitar to run music programs for young families. But soon they fell in love with writing original songs to entertain the youngest music fans and parents alike. And that's a really cool thing about their music. It's great for the parents and for the kids. Since then, Sunshine and Broccoli have grown into leaders of Canada's music scene for children, releasing five previous albums and performing at festivals, exhibitions, and community events all across this great country of ours. They've appeared many times on both local and national TV and radio programs where they share their music and their very positive messages for children. Throughout the pandemic, a lot of their music was moved to online, but now they are so excited to bring their live performances back to the stage and to be releasing their sixth album along with a series of music videos. Sunshine and Broccoli's own album, It's Cool to Be Kind, was a Juno nominee for Children's Album of the Year in 2019. And they were also named Funky Kids Radio Artist of the Year in 2022, winning Best Children's Song of the Year for Spread Your Wings and Fly in the International Songwriting Competition. Lisa Sunshine, welcome back to Finding Your Bliss.
Oh my gosh, it is so amazing to be here. Thank you for having me.
Always. We love having you on this show, and it's so great to see you again. And I have to say congratulations on so many things. First of all, and most importantly, your two beautiful children. So wonderful. Because I don't know if you had both children when you were on the last time. So congrats on that's the best bliss of all, isn't it?
It really is the ultimate bliss. It's the ultimate bliss. But thank you. Thank you so much.
It's so wonderful. And of course, also the birth of your sixth album, Born to be Brave, which is just phenomenal. Can you tell us more about how this album was born, especially since most of it was created during the pandemic?
Yes. So I am actually so proud of this album. And I love the title that we chose, Born to be Brave, because we really did write this album in the pandemic. And as we could see the need for positivity, for reassurance that everything was going to be okay, for shine bright, even though we're in dark times right now, guys, we are going to shine so bright and we're coming out of this. I also, one of my favorite songs on the album is I Love You, and I wrote it for my kids. Uh-huh. And actually, when our producer sent me the track, I literally was walking and I was bawling because it is really, really so beautiful. We actually have an amazing boy that was featured singing with us. So this album is very, very special because, as we said, we had incredible collaborations, one with Cairo McLean and Kirk Diamond. That was just amazing. These two beautiful men came to my house and we wrote this song so fast and so organically. And it had such a cool reggae vibe to it because both of these are Juno nominated, Juno winning reggae artists. Wow. So it is so cool. I feel like we branched out a lot in this album. And what we've realized so much is during the pandemic, so many parents would come to us and be like, thank you. Thank you so much for being there for our kids, for showing up every day on lives. But the parents also enjoyed it. I think because of our musical background, it makes it less annoying, I guess. I know my son listens to very annoying things on repeat. And as a parent, you don't really have a choice, right? You just go with the flow. So I am very excited about this album.
That's so cool. And great, again, that you collaborated with those Juno Award winners. And I think you've also really helped to empower children. And this is really for the grandparents and the parents listening out there to face this new reality of going back to school, back to play dates, back to life, really. Can you tell us more about that? Because it's just the, you know, going back to life really has been hard because kids didn't even know what life was or what play dates or being with other children and socializing was all about. And your music helps bridge that.
So I think the pandemic took a toll on all of us and our children really suffered. They developed anxieties. They developed phobias of being too close to people. We didn't know how to play anymore. So we had to learn how to play and we had to really build their confidence back up. So I think the motive behind a lot of our songs, one, I'm going to be okay. You're going to be okay. And these messages, these affirmations that I find so important for these young ones to know that we're all in this together. Different is good. That's a leading song on our album. Different is good. That's okay. So you were a little behind on online learning. Okay. Different is good. We all learn differently. We all act differently. So I really feel like what this album did was really kind of exactly what you said, that bridge of getting them back into reality, both parents and kids. Mm-hmm. We all had to learn how to do this together.
Mm-hmm. And you help people because you connected with moms online and Brock, your partner, connected teaching guitar online and you kept it going. And so really kudos to you both for helping people through that. And yet now you've just performed live on October 30th at the Leah Pawson's Theater, but you've got another very exciting performance coming up, which we're going to tell you about at the end of the show. But what is it like to be back in front of people again?
It's exhilarating. That's all I can tell you. The first show we did back was at the Botanical Gardens in Niagara Falls. And I got on that stage and there was kids everywhere. It was outside and everybody was distanced. And I was like, guys, this is unbelievable. And the vibe for that first show back was something so special because there is an energy that ignites with Brock and I, with the audience, with the kids, and we're back. We're back now. Life is getting back to, we are back on stage and that's where we're the happiest. We thrive on stage.
Do you want to hear something really funny? I may be embarrassed to say this, but I just realized something with this show and I want to share this with the listeners. So this is Lisa Sunshine. So hence the beginning of the name of their group, Sunshine, Lisa Sunshine. But I never realized the broccoli came from Brock until this show. So all this time I was like, Sunshine and Broccoli, very cute name. But I just realized it's because her singing partner is Brock Burford. So this is
a good one. That was his nickname in college. We all called him Broccoli.
That's so hilarious. I love that. Well, I'm so excited to share your beautiful song, Born to be Brave, the title track on your album. This is by Sunshine and Broccoli. Let's all have a listen right now to Lisa Sunshine and Brock singing Born to be Brave. Due to international copyright law, podcasts are unable to include music. Music can only be played on the live radio broadcast. Finding Your Bliss airs every Saturday at 1 p.m. If you'd like to hear this artist's music, you can find the link to our Finding Your Bliss SoundCloud in the episode description.
Woo! That was so great, Lisa. Oh my God, that is so catchy and so fabulous. Congratulations. Love that.
You know, it's funny. When I hear it this time, I'm like, oh my gosh, it is so good.
It's so good. And it's so true. I think what I said earlier, that it's for parents, not just for kids, because it's got such a great beat, such a great vibe. It just makes you feel good. I love the wonderful themes of your album, like Born to be Brave, Different is Good, I'm going to be okay. Things kids really need to hear right now. Can you tell us more about that, about some of the positivity and the messages on this album?
I think, you know, for real, the Sunshine and Broccoli themes nowadays for us, which is most important, is filling our cup, right? And we want to teach our kids that themselves, we have the power within us, right?
Yes.
And I think that the parent and the child can really enjoy this together. So the themes are affirmations.
Mm.
We're good. You're going to be okay. This Born to be Brave. It's catchy. I'm jamming to it. But there's beautiful messages like,
yes,
we're going to mess up. That's okay. There's beautiful messages of different is good. That's okay. We are all not supposed to fit into a box.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be okay. You're going to be okay. We're going to be okay.
Yes.
And there's also really fun songs, silly songs about a hippo. And there's a birthday song and there's a shine bright song. So I think this album is so different because it takes us through a lot of different genres of music with really special, special themes.
In a way, it's almost like the pandemic stretched you as an artist and allowed you to write all this new, really cool stuff, right? If life was just normal, you might not have gotten to all of these cool places.
The pandemic allowed us to collaborate with people online.
Yes.
Our really good friend Twinkle from LA. She is a superstar in LA. We wrote a song called The Three Bs, Behave, Be Kind, Be You.
Nice.
And I don't think we'd have that opportunity. We didn't have time to jump on Zoom a few times for songwriting sessions.
Wow.
And we collaborated with an amazing guy called Lexi the Rap Dad. He's from out east. And so it really allowed us the opportunities that I don't think we would normally have.
Absolutely. Lisa, you're a working mom of two boys, as I just mentioned, Zayd, almost three, and Baron, 9 months. I can't believe it. How do you balance motherhood and career in all of it?
Judy, that is a very good question, because this week I feel like I'm swimming underwater. It's a really good question. If you asked me a month ago, I think I'd have a different story. But I think with so much going on right now in our career, we are launching the album, our CD release show, our music videos, interviews, and performances. I am grateful for a tribe. I am grateful that my son's in full day at school. And I am grateful that I can bring Baron with me to a lot of our mom and tot classes. So that gives me a lot of flexibility and really calling on people for help when you need it.
That's so cool. I love that. You love inspiring kids. And I see how much joy you bring to other people, adults too. And we'll talk about that in a minute. But where does this joy come from in you as an artist? Because it's always present.
Thank you for saying that. I hear it and I'm taking it. So thank you for saying that. I think that I've always in my life have always had this spark of joy and this sunshine, if you will. And so sometimes I'm really blown away that for 21 years, this has been my job. And for me, it's really important to inspire. It's important to show up honestly. We all have a past that we've been through, challenges we've been through. And I think that showing up honestly as a mom has helped me to inspire and heal myself.
Wow. Well, you're a gift to the world. You do make the world a better place. Of course, we also know each other from the wonderful Ellen Schwartz and Jake's Jam. And just briefly, what do you love about being part of that magical community?
I think it's a magical community. Yeah. I am so honored to be part of this community. It is an hour of bliss. It is beautiful. And this summer that we all got to be together.
I know, that was crazy.
I had chills for 3 weeks after.
I know.
It is a beautiful community and I am so grateful to be a part of it.
So fantastic. And well, we're so happy you are a part of it. Lisa and Brock, you also are going to be performing. This is so exciting, everyone, in the charity show for Save a Child's Heart. Levity, that we just heard about earlier on in this show, is this fabulous show. And one of the headliners in the show is Lisa and Brock. It must be so much fun to perform on stage for adults for a change. Can you tell us what that's been like for you?
It's been amazing. When Brock and I decided to do it, we were actually both so excited. I feel like I need it in my life, you know, as a mom and a working mom and performing for kids, which is unbelievable. I miss that part of my life where I get to sing and yes. I get a belt and I get to just be on stage. You know, we both went to school for musical theater. So it's kind of, we're definitely not rusty because this is what we do, but it's actually very exciting. And it's cool to be able to like go into rehearsal and learn harmonies and, you know, go over stuff at night. Like we were back in school. Like I am so excited for this show.
I can't wait. I can't wait to see you. I can't wait to be there. And I encourage you also listen at the end of the show. We're going to tell you how you can get tickets to Save a Child's Heart. It's happening when? When is the date of the performance?
The date is November 26th, 27th, I believe. There's two shows a day from being in rehearsal. Guys, it is unbelievable. You're in for such a treat.
I'm so excited. I can't wait. We're going to tell you again at the end of the show how you can get tickets to Save a Child's Heart. What is bliss for Lisa Sunshine these days?
Oh, I love this question. I think we talked a lot about it. Bliss is finding the simple joys in the day. Mm-hmm. Bliss is my children. Bliss. Oh, I'm getting emotional talking about that. That's so interesting. Bliss is doing something for myself, whether that be jumping on a phone call, walking outside. Bliss is raising my children the way I want to, with positivity and affirmations, a lot of song, a lot of fun, a lot of music, a lot of dance parties. My husband and I just, you know, being with our kids. And yeah, bliss is, I'm very grateful for a lot of bliss in my life.
Thank God. Thank God. Lisa also has a beautiful fairy tale romance. But if you want to hear that, you have to listen back to a previous show where we talk all about it. It's always so wonderful having you here. Will you come back again when your next major foray, Juno Award, whatever happens? And I'm sure there will be much more, and tell us all about it.
I will come back anytime. I love seeing your face always.
Love to see you too so much. The best way for people to contact you and connect with you on social media is?
We are on Instagram at Sunshine and Broccoli. We are on Facebook at Sunshine and Broccoli. And our website is sunshineandbroccoli.com. And our YouTube channel, which we've uploaded a ton of new music, is Sunshine and Broccoli.
I want to thank you so much, Lisa Sunshine, for being on the show today. It's always, I have the chills for some reason. I don't even know what it is because I know you, but it's just always so delightful to have you here. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Each week we spotlight a singer, songwriter, or musician on the show. If you're a singer, please reach out to us. If you're an author, artist, yoga, meditation, or mindfulness expert, or really anyone who has found and is following their bliss, we would love to hear from you. You can write to us at fyb@findingyourbliss.com. I'm also a life coach. If I can help you in any way, let me know. You can reach out and contact me at findingyourbliss.com/coaching. And of course, you can also always reach us and follow us at The Bliss Minute on Instagram and Facebook. I would like to thank all of our wonderful guests, Marnie Brinder-Bick, Jody Yaknes, and Lisa Sunshine, for being on the show today. It was so wonderful having you all. And again, everyone, the link for you to get your tickets to Levity in support of Save a Child's Heart is levity.crowdchange.net. I'll repeat that. That's Levity, levity.crowdchange.net. I hope to see you all there. Also, a big thank you to Mag Ruffman, Siobhan Kiley, producer and audio engineer Nayira Amani, senior editor Lauren Kaminsky, video editor Sierra Brown Rodriguez, audio producer Faz Kazi, and everyone here at Zoomer. And of course, a big thank you to our sponsor, the Create Fertility Center. For everyone here, I'm Judy Liebrack, reminding you all to take one step closer to finding your bliss.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.